This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
We're just figuring it out as we go.
I told you, I'm a private investigator now.
You're just gonna have to hustle.
I need a hustle.
No, to hustle.
And it's all about family.
I can't believe you guys are actually doing a reality show.
Who would have thought? You on TV like this. You're welcome.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, May 17th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Two Marvel anti-heroes are coming to Disney Plus this fall. At Disney's Upfronts presentation in New York on Tuesday, Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige took the stage to tease some of Marvel's upcoming projects and reveal a few release dates. Feige announced that Loki will return for season 2 on October 6th, while Echo, the Hawkeye spinoff starring Alakwa Cox, will debut November 29th. Feige also revealed that for the first time, Echo will deviate from other Marvel projects and drop all of its episodes simultaneously versus a weekly rollout. The golden age of The Bachelor is almost upon us, Rose lovers. More than 3 years after ABC began running promos soliciting applications from seniors looking for love, the network announced Tuesday that The Golden Bachelor will finally premiere this fall. In a press release, ABC described The Golden Bachelor as a series that will, quote, showcase a whole new kind of love story, one for the golden years. On this all-new unscripted series, one hopeless romantic is given a second chance at love in the search for a partner with whom to share the sunset years of life. The women arriving at the mansion have a lifetime of experience living through love, loss, and laughter, hoping for a spark that ignites a future full of endless possibilities. In the end, will our golden man turn the page to start a new chapter with the woman of his dreams? Well, while ABC has not yet revealed the show's fall premiere date, we do know that The Golden Bachelor will air on Monday nights at 10 o'clock. And Alec Baldwin has completed production on the embattled film Rust, nearly 19 months after the fatal onset shooting of cinematographer Halyna Hutchins. The actor and producer shared a photo from his last day filming the Western drama in an Instagram post Monday, which featured his 14-year-old co-star Patrick Scott McDermott. Baldwin wrote in the caption, quote, "Last day on the set of Rust with this guy, a very talented actor and lovely young man with a bright future ahead." Baldwin also posted a selfie with a freshly shaven face, adding, "God, it felt good to shave off that beard." Tragedy struck the New Mexico set of the movie on October 21, 2021, when a gun being held by Baldwin discharged, killing Hutchins and wounding Rust director Joel Souza. Baldwin and the film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, were charged with involuntary manslaughter earlier this year. Both pleaded not guilty, and charges against Baldwin were dropped in April. Prosecutors told EW at the time that, quote, "new facts were revealed that demand further investigation and forensic analysis," and added that the decision does not absolve Mr. Baldwin of criminal culpability and charges may be refiled. Lawyers for Gutierrez-Reed said at the time that they fully expect their client to be exonerated. An investigation into the shooting is ongoing. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Sun, Sand, and Suspicious Activity is in store for our number three pick today. The new Apple TV Plus comedy series High Desert stars Patricia Arquette as Peggy, a former addict who's had a hard time following any particular path in life. When her beloved mother dies, Peggy decides to take a leap of faith and become a private investigator. There's just a few problems. She sleeps till noon, still occasionally does drugs, and oh yeah, she doesn't know how to be a private investigator. Here's a preview.
As you can see, it's a really great neighborhood.
Oh yeah, it's a great
market. The house has great bones. I'm sorry, would you excuse me? What the hell happened?
Hit and run. I'm never going to that Walmart again.
We supported you while mommy was here, but ain't happening anymore.
I told you.
I'm a private investigator now.
You're just gonna have to hustle.
I need a hustle.
No, to hustle.
This is the time, Peg. You're a phoenix, baby.
I know.
What are you supposed to be?
A real PI? What are you playing at?
I'm not hiring.
I'm a natural
detective.
You need me, and I need this job.
Be here Monday morning at 9 a.m.
I don't get up before 11.
When I had money, we all had money.
From dealing drugs.
It was a little pot, and maybe some hash.
There was cocaine.
Well, that was much later, and I did it. I didn't sell it.
Oh, wow.
Okay, calm down.
Good comes from bad, but I need that thing that I've always missed.
You got some oxy?
No! I'm on methadone. Crepe.
You don't think things are gonna change that fast. But they do.
I worry that the next time I come out here is gonna be for my sister's funeral.
Fire in the hole!
You're at the point of no return.
The scope of this thing could put us on the map.
What are you looking at? Get out of here.
Well, nothing in life is linear. The first three episodes of High Desert are streaming now on Apple TV+. We're not lying when we tell you our number two pick is the two-hour series finale of True Lies. Tensions are running high on the CBS drama, where a van full of classified computer software about the Omega Sector gets hijacked, and the agency asks a teen hacker named Max to help find out who has a target on Omega. But when Harry and Helen find out that Max is dating Dana, their daughter, they go to extreme lengths that puts the mission in jeopardy. Here's a sneak peek at Max and the agent's first meeting.
Welcome to my humble abode.
What is this?
Wow. It is,
pungent? Is that the word?
Thank you.
Please, God, let that be soda.
I was just briefing the team on the plan for you to help me infiltrate the Hacker Collective.
Yeah, no worries. These are my peeps.
Yeah, well, your peeps are working with a group that wants to kill everybody in the building, so, yeah, I'm worried.
Yeah, I don't think this is a job for someone who just eats neon food.
He spends all day clicking a mouse.
Mm-hmm. Mouse? I'm sorry, is this 1989? I use a trackpad, Boomer.
1989 was a really good year.
Okay. Want to take a minute to remind everyone that the fate of Omega is riding on
a kid who nearly started a war with the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. Our only legitimate connection to the DC hacker underground. All right? Now, Max has been doing some decent work for us, okay? And he's going to be on his best behavior,
right? Not on his best behavior. That's a high bar.
Well, as it stands, actually, he's been doing all right. He's in high school, same as all the other kids from Omega operatives.
Okay. Well, there you go. He can't miss school.
Surprisingly, Omega can handle having a doctor write a note saying that he has mono. Which reminds me that we need to get up to logistics, and you two need to head over to engineering. Shall we?
Yeah. The bathroom is down the hall and to the left.
Okay, can you close the door for me?
Can you wash your hands?
Well, living a double life as spies and parents is no walk in the park. And in the second episode of the two-hour series finale, a spy at Omega goes missing, forcing Harry and Helen to assess the state of their relationship, jobs, and family life. The series finale of True Lies gets underway tonight at 9 on CBS. It's trivia time. Sylvester Stallone and his wife Jennifer Flavin star alongside each other in the new reality series The Family Stallone, which documents their life with three daughters. More on that show in just a bit. Now, this is not the first time the husband and wife duo have shared the screen. So, in which of the following Sylvester Stallone movies did Flavin also appear? Rocky V, Creed, or Rambo? Stick around for that answer and more on The Family Stone, today's number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. There's no brighter jewel than our number one pick, The Family Stallone. The new Paramount Plus reality series will bring cameras into the lives of Sylvester Stallone and his family, wife Jennifer, and daughters Sistine, Scarlett, and Sophia. And when Rocky's not in the ring, he's at home having pasta dinner, taking care of the cat, and corralling his over-the-top family to teach them some classic life lessons. Here's a preview.
He's one of the world's biggest stars. Now, see him like never before as a family man.
Really?
I feel as though I just jumped into Stallone.
Squirrels, your dad's home.
Meet one incredible family.
Action. Being the oldest, I've always had this pressure of being very perfect.
Dating with the last name that I have is incredibly hard. Being a Stallone, it holds a lot of weight.
My sister and I run a podcast called Unwaxed.
We're in our early 20s. It doesn't get much better than this. Brain-wise, body-wise, looks-wise, we're at our peak, ladies. All right, let's keep going.
When I was younger, I fell in love with acting.
What happened?
Oh, I got a part.
I am so nervous walking onto that set. Don't screw this up, Scarlett.
Love you.
Family is everything. When we're all together, it feels like home.
I know we're insane. I know we're crazy. But we love each other so much.
I can't believe you guys are actually doing a reality show.
Who would have thought? You, on TV like this. You're welcome.
Hey, yo.
Embrace the moment and not be worried about what other people think.
Cheers to family.
Not how hard you hit, it's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
We're Stallones. We can keep it together.
Always we're going to have each other's back.
It's quite ironic that he's the last person that wanted to do this reality show. Yeah, he sees a camera and he's like, am I in frame?
That's the truth.
Well, with the last name Stallone, I'm going to guess anything can happen. The Family Stallone is streaming now on Paramount Plus. Trivia. And finally, today, the answer to our trivia question. In which of the Sylvester Stallone movies did his wife Jennifer appear? Rocky V, Creed, or Rambo? Put on your gloves. That would be Rocky V. Flavin played a delivery girl in the 1990 movie, which follows Rocky after he's retired from fighting and takes charge of Mickey's gym. That is it for our show today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.